Hey, my beautiful friend. Welcome back to the Meant to Bloom podcast. This is the personal growth podcast for hot mess moms. This is your starting point if you feel completely overwhelmed and like you just don't know where to start getting your life together. Mama, I see you. I feel you. I am you. I've been you. It's a cycle. We're in it together. Okay, but this is the show where we talk about real life motherhood struggles, plus the simple steps and strategies that you can take to take control of your time, drop the mom guilt, strengthen your sanity, and start to unblock your joy. Join me and take this journey from overwhelmed to overjoyed, from hot mess to happy mom. Today, it is almost Christmas time. You might hear my kids in the background because I have my office door open today. I'm listening to them downstairs playing Minecraft, and more or less, they're getting along, and I'm keeping my door open because I'm actually really enjoying just very faintly listening to them while I'm working today. So you might hear them in the background. Maybe there might be some screaming. Don't worry about it. I'm on top of things. That's just what it sounds like when they play video games together. They get along and then all of a sudden they don't. But it's okay. It is what it is. They are learning to be human. They're learning how to interact with each other. It's okay. But I really, I have just been so thinking about comparison for a really long time. And I've been trying to free myself from it. And honestly, I don't have all the answers, but I do have kind of a starting point. I have some mindset swaps that I've been making in my life. And maybe just some realizations that I kind of want to share, especially in this season. Like right now, if you've been really following me for a while, you know that I have stepped back from social media. I haven't fully taken off my phone. I quit following almost everybody on Instagram. I undownloaded TikTok. And these are things that not just were being a time suck, but I realized I was really getting into this comparison and just like really striving for that success that was being shown to me and not getting grounded in life is success right now. I am a huge success. My dreams have come true. So many good, beautiful, wonderful things are happening in my life. And I was overlooking those to look at what's the next milestone? What's the next goal I can achieve? What's the next dream? And I really, really wanted to be grounded here now and not be playing that comparison. And it's not just that I was comparing to she has that and I don't, or they have this many followers and I don't, or, her house looks like that, but mine doesn't. It wasn't entirely that I was making those comparisons, which those are pretty obvious. We all make those when we see them. And it can be really hard. It can be really hard to be happy with what you have when you're constantly viewing what you don't. Right? it can be really hard to be happy in second place when, your older sibling is always first place, right? It's that kind of feeling and mentality that we get from social media a lot of the time without trying to. But I was also being fed a lot of like boss babe, mom CEO kind of rhetoric. And it was all about getting to the next six figures, or this is for six figure businesses looking to go seven figure. And I'm like, dude, I'm a four figure, a solid four figure business here. this is barely a business. It's almost a hobby. Full transparency there. I make enough to pay taxes. That's about, or not even to pay taxes on it, just to claim it on my taxes. Anyways, we're not talking about that today. But there was so much comparison of this, I should be thriving for more. I should be trying harder. I should be pouring more into this to grow this. My business should be bigger than it is. My home should be cleaner than it is. My kids should, act different than they do in public, whatever. I was not giving myself as much grace, and I was not being grounded where I am in the present moment now. And that was all striving from comparison. And I really, really don't want comparison to be this Grinch that steals your Christmas joy right now, this time of year, because I feel it really hard that there's a lot. I've gotten back on social media. I'm not posting consistently right now, but I am consuming it. I am watching reels of other moms talking about Christmas, doing Christmas, and I'm just kind of getting the feel for like where the world is right now through social media. And I really feel like this time of year, there's so much comparison to how other people are doing it. Your kids come home from school talking about other kids' elf on the shelves and like what Santa brought them and all these types of things. And I mean, we talked about that a little bit last week, how I don't do Santa or the elves. We just don't, because my mental sanity can't handle that. And I think the most important thing, like, you can compare everything in the world to everybody to try to give your kids the most magical Christmas you can. But if you're just like keeping up with the Joneses and you're struggling and you're barely getting along, you're kind of missing out on Christmas magic, right? Christmas magic to me is the family and the unity and being able to just come together and do nothing and love being in the same room with these people, right? That's where my heart is so centered at Christmas time. And I feel like comparison can really jump in and be this stealer of your joy, big time, huge Grinch. And I see it a lot with like the Christmas trees. Like, apparently, I had to look it up because I kept hearing there's like this viral Christmas tree that's like $600, and most people right now can't afford that. And I just want to say we spent $5 on our Christmas tree, and I think it's the best, most beautiful Christmas tree we've ever had. And it's not saying like, oh, it's the fullest or it's the biggest or, you know, whatever. This is just, it's the most beautiful because of how my family went about getting it, right? And the fact that we didn't strain ourselves financially to get it, and we spent like a whole day just drinking cocoa, building a fire, and finding this tree. So what we did is, I don't know if this is everywhere, but we live in Oregon. And so we went to a ranger station and we paid $5 for a Christmas tree permit. And then they give you a map, and you go into the national forest where they have on their map marked that you're allowed to go, and you just find a tree. There's a few restrictions on it, but they give you all that information. There's a couple trees you can't get. There's a couple trees you should look for. And we went and we found a tree. And it's a tree that's not, it's not perfect. Like, it's not perfectly symmetrical. It hasn't been groomed all its life to become a Christmas tree. We just found a tree, one that was growing like pretty close to the road. So it's like, if it got too big, like, soon, you know, it was going to get like ran over basically or something. It was going to end up getting knocked over. It was in a trail basically. So it probably wouldn't be long, because it's not a big, strong tree. Probably wouldn't be long before an elk's antlers were like knocking it over. Right. Cause we did, that was one of the most beautiful parts of it, is it had snowed and there was a ton of, animal footprints in the snow. So we saw some bear tracks. We saw what we think were cougar tracks. They might have been coyote. We couldn't quite tell. I think they were big enough to be cougar. My husband thinks that they might have been more like a coyote, because the snow kind of melted to make it look bigger. We're not sure. And we saw a lot of deer tracks. So that was really fun to be able to see that and to like be where, you know, all these animals have just passed through. It was really fun. It was exciting. We built a little fire there and we had some marshmallows in the snow. We tried to do a little bit of sledding, but the snow was really hard and our sleds were the plastic cheap ones and they were a few years old. So like the plastic was just, it was cracking. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And we got a tree for $5 that we brought home and we decorated and we kept it simple. All of our decorations, by the way, we bought those on clearance 10 years ago. So I'm like, this is literally the cheapest tree we've ever had. And it's like, it's beautiful because it's the Christmas magic. It's this collection of moments that all came together to give us this. And it's not a $600 Home Depot tree that lights up and changes colors and puts on a light show. It's not manufactured magic. It's real, like, family magic, you know? It was the magic in the small moments that all came together that day. And I think that's the most beautiful thing we can do. And that is like the Christmas magic that I am hunting for the rest of my life now. Like, simple and beautiful and magical. And then in the other room, because we have two living rooms in this house, we have a living room and a family room, because one's kind of like a hallway living room. That's where we make the boys play, over by the bedrooms. But we also have this other like 6-foot plastic Christmas tree that we got on clearance years ago. I think we paid $5 for that one too, because it was like marked down 75% 10 years ago at Walmart. So I think we got that for like $5, maybe $10. And that one we put colorful lights on and let the boys put like little ornaments that they've collected over the years, like little race car ornaments and things like that. So it's like, oh my gosh, we have two trees that didn't cost more than $10. Are you kidding me? Like, talk about magic. And it's not chasing the comparison of what someone else had. It was using what we have, what we could do. And I think it was so beautiful. So I think, like, we really have to get out of this mindset of trying to make our Christmas look like someone else's Christmas. And also get out of that mindset that your Christmas has to look just like it did every year before. I think one of the best things we can do at Christmas is drop the expectation of holding on to every tradition. Because some traditions are not helping you. They're not moving you forward. They're just straining you and burning you out, right? We used to like fill our calendar for Christmas time and we wanted to go do everything and see everything. And we don't do that anymore. We are very much more go with the flow, and I don't care what I miss out on. We take advantage of the times when we're driving home in the dark to drive through the neighborhoods and see some of the lights that are up. And the park in our town just put up like a walkthrough Christmas light display. So we were on our way home and it was dark out, and I'm like, let's stop there on the way home. Give the kids some Christmas magic. This was a free event. Like, we could have paid money to go to the zoo and see the zoo lights, but that's an even longer walk and the kids would be tired and exhausted and it's an hour drive away. So instead, we did something smaller that was free, and the boys loved it. And also, it's like a quarter mile walk probably. It's not very big. And the youngest was crying at the end of it that he needed carried. So there's that. Like, it was enough. So I think it's really important right now to be asking, how can you make things easier? Because you can compare and you can try and you can strive to make your Christmas look like anyone else's Christmas, look like a Martha Stewart Christmas, look like, you know, Better Homes and Gardens Christmas. You can make it look like a Hallmark Christmas, like whatever. You can spend all the money in the world. You can buy, you can go into debt and you can buy every gift your child wants on their list. You can do whatever. You could do every single thing. But at the end of it, if you're burnt out and you're exhausted and you're resentful of the entire thing and you wake up Christmas morning and you've been trying to control everything to make everything perfect to establish that Christmas magic, and you wake up on Christmas morning and you don't even want to be there anymore, you have just like stolen the most important thing for your kids. Okay, I'm going to tell you what that is. The most important thing for your children on Christmas Day is to have a mother who is happy to be there with them. To have a mom who is mentally stable and capable of enjoying that day with the kids. Right? Who cares about the traditions? Who cares if you have all the decorations out? We have two boxes of decorations. It's December 13th. We still haven't even opened them up. And I was talking to my husband last night. I'm like, you know, we have two boxes of like decorations we didn't even open. All we got out was lights and ornaments. That's it. We did not pull out anything extra that I have acquired over the years. And I have two big totes at least of just various Christmas decor, little trees and snowmen and things like that. And I'm like, I don't even feel like I want to pull all that out. I think I just want to find the stockings and hang them up on Christmas Eve. And that's it. Like, I'm okay not doing anymore. Okay, we've got a real tree. We've got a fake tree. We have a little Christmas town. My husband put a string of lights on the outside of the house. And it's like just lights in the eaves. It's nothing fancy. And that's it. And I feel like it's enough. My kids have not complained. Where's the rest of the Christmas stuff? They just keep asking, when is Christmas? How many more days do we have? And they're just excited for it. And since I've bought all their gifts already, which is only five things, I think I said, six things maybe, we talked about it last week, exactly what I buy them. Yeah, and I mean, I gave you details of what I bought them this year. All I have to do is fill their stockings, which I'm going to the dollar store to do tomorrow. So since all that pressure is off, now I'm shifting the focus to like, okay, kids, what can we buy? What should we do for grandma and grandpa for Christmas, Grammy and Grampy? Like, what should we get for them? Because now that you know you're taken care of, I'm not asking them what they want anymore. And I think that was the beauty of me ordering the first week of December, was I asked them one time what they want, and then I'm not asking them over and over again, what would you like? I haven't bought anything for you yet. What do you want? Because now their mindset's not constantly in, what do I want for Christmas? What do I want for Christmas? They're present in the moment of enjoying what we're doing now. We're seeing lights and we are talking about what we're going to do for other people. We got to bake some cookies, things like that. And I'm really excited for that, to share that with them. But the best thing you can be doing right now is honestly taking care of yourself, not doing too much. Let the Christmas magic be a mother filled with joy on Christmas Day. How is that for Christmas magic? I feel like it's something that we lose at some point. We just get so burnt out of trying to make the magic happen for everyone else that we forget about ourselves. And I mean, I have definitely been that mom who's just losing it on Christmas morning because nothing went the way I thought it would. Nothing went the way I planned it would, even though I tried so hard to do absolutely everything and to do it perfectly. And it wasn't what I was meant to be doing. Because I'm not a do everything kind of person. I'm a chill, go with the flow kind of person. So I mean, if doing a lot of things fills you with joy, then by all means do it. Do the things that fill you with joy. Do the things that brings your family closer. Do the things that like creates magic in your family. But be mindful that your magic doesn't have to look like anyone else's. Your magic doesn't have to be a $600 tree. Your magic can be $5. Your magic can be an alternative tree that's not even a tree at all. Like, honestly, you could go for a walk outside and find, you know, limbs that have fallen. Find someone in the community who has a holly tree and just cut holly swags. Get permission, obviously, unless it's your tree. Make your own Christmas magic. Do it differently. I've seen people make trees that aren't even trees at all. They just like tacked tinsel on the wall and then hung a couple ornaments on it, like in the shape of a tree. Like your Christmas magic can be totally different than what has traditionally been what you've done. And I think it's really beautiful is that we get to create new traditions. We don't have to do what we've always done. We get to do what we enjoy, what creates magic, what brings our family closer together. Like, that is the magic of the season, right? Is being family close together and celebrating whatever it is you and your family believes in, you know? And that's something that's really interesting for me this year is that every year in the past, I always try to put like focus on Jesus's birth. And I mean, I usually don't talk about things like this on the podcast, but this year I've been like, it feels super weird to put the focus on Jesus's birth when it's not really Jesus's birthday. And I'm just enjoying Christmas time and the season of joy and peace as a family. And it feels like Jesus, the essence of Jesus is like more present than when I tried to put the attention on him, you know? But that's like a total different conversation for a different day. Just something to kind of think about, I guess. That's just me being transparent and honest in where I'm at and what I'm thinking. And like, if you're wondering why I'm not mentioning Jesus is the reason for the season, he's the most important thing this whole time. That's kind of why. But I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about that. Anyways, Be here, be present, do the little things, not all the things. Your sanity is like the most important thing right now, okay? Depression rates, suicide rates, they skyrocket this time of year for a reason, because we put so much extra pressure on ourselves when it's a time where the days are shorter, so we're supposed to be doing less. Like, take a hint from nature. Rest, all right? Let it be easy. Let yourself have fun. Spend less time trying to control every situation. And definitely quit comparing. Get off social media if you have to. Like, I intentionally haven't been posting a lot because I don't want people comparing, you know? But keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it what feels good, okay? If going above and beyond is what fills you with joy, then do that. But it doesn't mean you have to do it in every area, in every way. It doesn't mean you can't ask for help, right? Enjoy the season. Put family first, okay? Take care of yourself. Don't let comparisons be the Grinch that steals your Christmas, okay? Let's just skip the ugly, Grinchy part and let your heart go 3 times its size right now. All right, what was Christmas about? Let's remember that, the Grinch. He's tried to steal Christmas. What did the Grinch take away? He took away the lights. He took away, you know, the big feast. He took away all the presents. And what did the Whos do? They still came together. And they still had smiles on their face. They still found joy. So don't let comparison steal your joy. Christmas was never about what the Grinch stole anyway, was it? Something to think about. Okay, friend, I love you. Merry Christmas. Have a beautiful, wonderful, happiest of holidays. I can't wait to keep speaking to you in the new year. Hey, gorgeous. I gotta let you know that right now I am running a 50% off sale on all of the Everyday Joy planners. Okay, the Everyday Joy planner, as you know it, is retiring and I am clearing out my inventory. It is all 50% off, which puts basically everything is at cost plus shipping, and I'm including free shipping. Like, shipping's included in the price when you buy these off of Etsy. So menttobloom.etsy.com. It will be linked in your description below. And go check them out. I have a handful of designs. There's weekly planners. There's daily planners. There's the one-day tearaway planner. There are spiral planners, and they're all 50% off until gone. Price points are $5, $10, and $15. Super cheap, super affordable. These are the 90-day planners and 6-month weekly planners. So check those out. Again, that's menttobloom.etsy.com, and they are on sale until gone. This is clearance, clear out. They will be disappearing. The Everyday Joy planner, as you know it, is no longer in print. So get these while I got them.